Unit 1, The Continent That Knows How to Relax.
For at least a year now, the dollar has been gaining against foreign currency, especially in Europe. Americans are taking advantage of the situation by flocking to Europe this summer in record numbers. But NPR's Robert Krulwich has learned something about the European lifestyle that might make vacationing Americans reluctant to return home.
European workers, they get the best vacations. In fact, when you compare Europe and Japan and America, the differences in the length of vacations and vacation benefits are remarkable. I consulted with the Bureau of Labor Statistics and foreign embassy economists. They helped me compare, so let's compare, starting with the typical manufacturing worker in the United States. In the United States, the typical factory worker gets an average of 2.5 weeks of paid vacation. In non-manufacturing, that would be food service, banking, insurance, construction, mining, and communications, we get a week less. That works out to 1.5 weeks paid vacation a year. That is all. Now, that seems low to you. It's because a lot of American service workers work part-time at McDonald's or in very small companies or freelance, and they get no paid vacation at all, so they bring the average down. If you blend all American workers together, we average around 2 weeks. Okay, now the fun starts. We are going to go, as you can hear, to Europe, where they know how to have a very good time. In Germany, 85% of the manufacturing workers get 6 weeks of vacation. 6 weeks. 4 in the summer, 2 in the winter. With this caveat, workers below the age of 21 get more, about 7 weeks, on the notion that teenagers should be allowed to play around. When you turn 21, your vacation time drops down to 4 weeks, but then it starts back up again. When you're 30 years old, you get the 6 week minimum, and then it keeps growing higher with seniority. While you are on vacation, German companies give you 1.5 weeks. That's a 50% bonus so that you can take your family to a hotel or a nice camping trip or whatever. And I'm not done. The standard industry contract says that vacation time is transferable. So if during the year you move from Daimler-Benz over to the Volkswagen company, you take your vacation time with you. The Germans are very serious about vacations. You cannot sell your time back to the company. And very often the company will close, will shut down completely for 3 weeks in the summer. So if you want to work, they won't let you in. The Swedes and the Danes have similar deals. The French are expanding their vacations this year to 5 weeks by law. Now, from the sublime, we go to Japan. Hi-ho! The Japanese are not great on paid vacations. The legal minimum in Japan is just 6 days a year. However, every year you stay with your company, you get another day of vacation by law, and the last statistics come from 1978, but because many Japanese stay at the same firm for a while, the average manufacturing worker in Japan was entitled to 14 days vacation. But in fact, they just took 9.5 days. The workers did not take their full vacations. They gave back free to their companies 4.5 days, in effect saying, I would rather work for my company than play. And when you consider that the Japanese still don't have a 5-day work week, they work half a day on Saturday, they are way behind. But according to recent news reports, at the urging of the Japanese leisure industries, travel companies, hotels, sports equipment, the government is now running a campaign to get Japanese workers out of the office. The government is urging a 2-day weekend and urging workers to take full vacations. But if you are a manufacturing worker who likes to have a good time, it should now be clear that the continent of choice is not Asia or Japan, it is not North America, but it is Europe, the continent that knows how to relax. I'm Robert Krulwich in New York.